The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my husband, co-host, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. We also have a terrific guest today, Bob Vaness, owner of Water Medic. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for being here with us. We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we review numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And if there's a topic you'd like to hear us discuss that we haven't covered, send us an email and we'll cover it.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have many archive radio shows for the last 3 years. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate or the Real Estate Roundtable. Okay, Bob Vaness, owner of Water Medic, can you tell me a little bit about what you do and what Water Medic is, please?
Yeah, Water Medic is a locally owned company that primarily does water treatment for residential and commercial applications. We filter, we treat, and we repair hot water heaters, etc., for residents that have water problems. We also do a lot of what I would call chemical remediation, which is when some companies contaminate various water supplies, we go in and put in treatment systems that effectively take out the carcinogens and the chemicals.
How long have you been in business?
We've been in business since 1997.
Okay. And are you busy? Do a lot of people...
We are busy, Jackie.
A lot of people install filter systems.
Yeah, as society has grown, we have become a lot more aware of the quality of water that we drink. A lot of, as you know, the bottled water industry has taken off tremendously. And that primarily is because people are scared of drinking their tap water because the chemicals that are in it, chlorine, et cetera, and people are think that the quality of bottled water is much better than the tap water that they drink.
What areas do you serve?
We serve northeastern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We go about 100-mile radius from the DuPont area.
We have a mix of properties out there. Some are on public systems. We have some on wells. You know, we have a lot of rural areas, outlying areas where there's a lot of well water. But at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we do most of our real estate that transfers, that sells, deals with public water systems. And I'm always amazed that most buyers of properties that are on a public water system usually do not test the water of the property they're purchasing. Would you recommend that for a consumer?
Well, that's basically, the government has standards for public water treatment systems. They must treat the water. It can't have any bacteria in it. The pH has to be between 6.5 and 8.5, and the total dissolved solids need to be under 300, which means basically that you could have hard water. You could have a chlorine residual, and the pH could be slightly acidic or slightly alkaline without affecting the actual consumer.
So you're saying the government decides what's in our water and our tap water and the public systems?
Yeah, the Environmental Protection Agency, as well as the Department of Environmental Resources, has standards for public drinking
water. Is one area, though, their tap water, when you go to New York City?
Soft water.
Yeah, the water is great.
It's wonderful.
Soft water.
There's nothing like New York City water. You come here, and on an unfiltered faucet, or house or property where there isn't a filter on the main or on the faucet, kitchen sink, wherever, you taste that chlorine.
You get the hard water. Do you need a helmet in the shower?
I don't know, but I know one thing, that the chlorine is a disinfectant, and the purpose of the chlorine is to prevent bacteria growth while they're transporting the water.
Okay.
So what the water companies have to do by law is they have to test the chlorine level at the resident or facility that's the farthest away from the treatment plant. Chlorine being like a flock, as there's more bacteria, it reduces the chlorine. So as the water travels down through the mains, which are several miles long, it can pick up some bacteria here and there, and the chlorine gets rid of it. However, the people at the end of the system have to have a chlorine residual and be tested by the water company. However, the people at the beginning of the system get inundated with chlorine because that's the nature of the product.
Okay, so there's a lot of chlorine in our water, and so it kills the bacteria, right? That's what I'm hearing.
Correct.
Are there drawbacks to it being in our water?
Well, yeah. Anytime you ingest chlorine, it's not good for you. I mean, chlorine is sodium hypochloride, which is a bleach. And if you ingest it, it kills bacteria in your body as well as not. Also, if you take a shower in chlorinated water that's heavily chlorinated, you can get trimethylenes, which basically are carcinogenic. If you inhale it, the vapors from chlorinated water, like steam vapors when you're taking a shower, they're unhealthy for you.
Okay. And the signs that there's chlorine exposure would be what? Dry skin?
Dry skin could be chlorine. It also could be hard water. Both could cause that. In our area, what I found is in the Abingtons and in the Dallas area, the two most affluent areas we have around here, basically have the hardest and the worst water.
And so the answer is?
Well, they can remove the chemicals. I would recommend every home remove a chemical, the chlorine. And how you could do that is very simply with a spin-on filter with a carbon that you could buy at Lowe's or Home Depot. That's the least expensive way to do it.
On your sink, at your sink, or on the main?
No, on the main.
Okay.
On the main coming in. We put in a lot of what they call activated carbon tanks, which are approximately 10 inches in diameter by 54 inches high, and they're full of what they call Centaur activated carbon. And what that does is takes out any chemicals in the water.
And a type of system like that usually generally costs how much?
About $1,100.
Okay. And that takes that.
That takes all your chemicals out. Now, the only other thing you could do is soften the water beyond that. And that's an ion exchange process, which uses sodium or potassium chloride as an ion exchange and takes out calcium magnesium hardness and replaces it with either sodium or potassium. People on high blood pressure really don't want sodium, so we in that case use potassium chloride because most people are potassium deficient.
Okay. So you would then add a water softener?
Yes. And we have water softeners that contain both. We have a distributorship with Puronix, which has what they call silver impregnated activated carbon and the water softener resin in one tank. And the reason they use that silver impregnated activated carbon is it prevents bacteria growth in the filter media and at the same time floats so that when it's absorbed all the chlorine it can absorb, you can change it.
Okay. And then what's the maintenance on these types of...
Well, normally, the only thing you have to do is put sodium chloride or potassium chloride in the softener. In the carbon tank, every 5 to 10 years, you'd have to change it. And you'd know when you start smelling chlorine come through that it needs to be changed.
Okay, so it's pretty easy to maintain these systems.
Very easy.
And does someone professional have to come in at all?
Only when the carbon needs to be changed every 5 to 10 years. Other than that, the water softener is you just go to Lowe's or Home Depot and pick up your salt or potassium and put it in yourself.
So you're just really looking at the initial cost to install these systems, and then from there, very low maintenance.
Very low maintenance. And one of the keys of a water softener is the amount of money you would save on detergents. And cleaning the house.
I mean, so you use less detergent?
75% less.
Really?
Yes.
Amazing.
It pays for itself pretty much over a period of time.
Okay. And so you're out there, you're doing this. Everybody has water. Everybody needs water. And we like to think that what we're bathing in and what we're drinking in is good for us, but some don't ever stop to think about that.
Exactly right. A lot of people don't understand the quality of water you have directly affects your life.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to go to a break. Before we do, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
That was very interesting stuff. Boy, Bob, you know your stuff, let me tell you. Okay, I'm going to talk about it. We have a two-unit located at 127 Harrison Street in Dunmore for $94,500. Harrison Street in Dunmore is off East Drinker Street. This building is owner-occupied. It has a four-bedroom apartment and a two-bedroom apartment. This building has many replacement windows, off-street parking, hookups for washer-dryers in the kitchen, and also in the basement. It also has a large rear deck and covered front porches. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a two-unit, give us a call about 127 Harrison Street for $94,500.
Thank you, Pat. The Pennsylvania Association of Realtors announces support of Senate Bill 76, which proposes to eliminate property taxes dedicated to school districts. Very interesting information here, Pat.
Yes, I like anything that reduces my taxes.
The bill provides a plan to replace school property tax funding by raising the personal income tax from 3.07 to 4.34% and increasing and broadening the sales tax from 6 to 7% to include previously exempted items. Senate Bill 76 currently has 24 sponsors. House Bill 76 has 88 sponsors. Both bills have bipartisan support. The Pennsylvania Association of Realtors has conducted and completed a statewide poll, and they've had countless discussions with residents across the Commonwealth. All of these have led the association to conclude that Senate Bill 76 is not only viable, it is the real reform Pennsylvania needs. Senate Bill 76 offers a fiscally responsible plan for property tax reform, according to an economic impact study completed by an economic group. As a strong proponent of private property rights, PAR believes it is important to maintain an environment that is conducive to encouraging home ownership. Throughout the Commonwealth, rising school property taxes have made it difficult for elderly homeowners on fixed incomes to pay their taxes. By eliminating property taxes and replacing the funding with personal income and sales taxes, the burden of unreasonably high property taxes would be lifted from seniors and be fairly spread among those who consume and earn the most. PAR leaders believe that the property tax reform is important to maintain the real estate industry recovery in the Commonwealth. How about you?
I think if they lower taxes in one place, like you said, they raise it in another.
Well, that's...
You're not getting away free.
No, you're not. So taxes are always going to be a part of our lives. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you Make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good. Good show?
Yes, very good show. This is a topic we never covered.
That's right. Right in front of our face for 3.5 years. We never even saw it.
Yes, and we deal with water all our lives, every day, and this is something that we just didn't think of. And we found, you found, by Bob Venice, Water Medic owner. Good morning again.
Good morning, Jackie.
And you've been doing this quite some time. You cover all of northeastern Pennsylvania. In the first half of the show, we were talking about public water and how these water companies deal with the bacteria in our water, and a lot of them use chlorine. In this area, they do. And some of the drawbacks with chlorine and what you do installing water purification systems, water filters and water softeners, things of that nature. And you also repair hot water heaters and you do chemical remediation.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, first half of the show, you did mention bottled water in a sentence. I'd like to take us back to that. Tap water versus bottled water. It's a well-known fact that 25 to 30% of bottled water comes straight from municipal tap water systems, correct?
That's correct. Bottled water is really what I called consumer manipulation. It's where people have been trained or advertised to take a product and made believe it's better than what they're actually getting out of their tap. Many times, bottled water is actually not as good as the tap water that you could pull out of your own tap, depending on what area you're in, what water company services you. Some of the drawbacks of the bottled water industry are the amount of plastic bottles that are dumped into the landfills. I mean, it's astronomical, and they don't biodegrade. They're not, they don't, you know, over time, it takes several hundreds of years to get rid of them. Also, the plastic contaminants that are absorbed in the water, in some cases, are harmful. So, you know, the TDS, the total dissolved solids of bottled water could be, they can range from zero, which is actually distilled water is zero, where there's nothing in it. And that type of water is very aggressive. When there's nothing in the water, when the TDS is zero, it actually can eat metal, copper, etc. It can actually eat pipes when there's nothing in the water at all. So actually, spring water normally is between 15 to 45 TDS, and that's what I consider, or what you would call in the industry, soft water. Okay, and then you can get up into the range of 150 to 250 TDS, which is hard water. There's 17.5 what they call in hard water, when you change hard water from milligrams per liter into grains of hardness, 17.5 divided into the milligrams per liter will give you the hardness in grains. And most of the water around here in the Clark Summit, Abington, Scranton area runs between 5 to 12 grains per gallon of hardness.
Well, we have hard water here, and that's just always been the case. But getting back to this spring water, so sometimes different companies label things differently. Sometimes it says purified water. Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, purified means that they in some shape, form, or manner, have taken out the total dissolved solids. And some of it goes down to zero, some of it goes to 15, some of it goes to 30. But actually, the best water for you to drink, if you're to drink water and consume it, would be, you know, 30 TDS is good water. It's not at zero, and it's not at a high range. It's like where it's probably healthy for you, given the other parameters that the pH is normal. There's no other contaminants in it.
Well, how do we know this? So are we going to test the water that we drink, or is it on the label somewhere?
Unfortunately, they don't put it on the label.
All right.
The labeling, and I think the government will get more involved in that as time goes on, because the bottled water industry has grown tremendously. But if you were looking to get good quality water locally, you could take your tap water and put what they call a reverse osmosis drinking water system on it, and that has membrane technology that takes the TDS out, takes the sodium out, takes the chlorine out, all that stuff. So you could actually, for about 50 times less per bottle, get higher quality than you can in most bottled water.
And a system like that you install on your faucet is how much?
$600 to $800, depending on, you know, do you want it hooked up to your refrigerator so they get purified ice cubes, or do you want, you know,
how far does someone want to go with that? Okay.
Exactly.
Well, it wasn't too long ago, as you were talking, I was remembering that there were some news outlets that had put out a story about we're not supposed to take our water bottles, drink the water, and reuse them because of the plastic and it contaminating the water. And these are the things that I don't usually think of.
Well, when they take bottled water, you take it that the manufacturers manufacture millions of cases of bottled water. One of the key components of distributing it is how far can they go with it. Water weighs quite a bit. And normally, you can only go in what they call a distribution circle so far with a bottle of water, because your freight costs will exceed what you can get for the water. So they store them in warehouses. And to store bottled water, they use what they call ozonation to prevent bacteria from growing in the bottles when it's being in storage. Every bottle of water that you'll consume was ozonated prior to going into storage, because that prevents the bacteria from growing in the water while it's in storage.
Actually, something I read said bottled water is required to be tested less frequently than tap water for bacteria. Is that true?
That's probably true.
Amazing. And it wouldn't seem to be that way. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Bob Vaness, who is the owner of Water Medic, and we're talking about water filters, water softeners, hard versus soft water. Getting back to chlorinated water and the chlorine that water companies use to remove the bacteria from our tap water, is there, without installing a sophisticated, expensive, maybe not so expensive system, is there a way maybe one can remove that chlorine if they pour the water in a pitcher and leave it open in the refrigerator overnight? Will the chlorine evaporate?
Yes, chlorine will definitely evaporate. It's like it's a gas, or you know, a chemical that exposed to the air will evaporate. You can do it that way. I think the Brita pitchers have a carbon in there, and that's what really takes out the chlorine. It's an absorption process. And the chlorine can be absorbed in carbon, and it also prevents the bacteria growth in that little filter because there's chlorine held in there. Yeah, carbon is it's one of the most phenomenal absorbers we have. It'll absorb diesel fuel. It'll absorb chemical spills. It's a very, very unique way of absorbing all your hydrocarbons and all your chemicals.
So it's
very effectively.
Okay, so it is effective in reducing those chemicals that may be found in water.
Correct.
Carbon. So that's what we should be looking for on anything that we purchase.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, if you're looking at water purification where you want to remove any kind of chemicals or be safe from chemicals, carbon is the answer.
Okay.
If you're on well water, a better way to do it would probably be with for bacteria protection would be ultraviolet light sterilization.
How about on public systems? Can you do?
You can. Yes, you can put ultraviolet light sterilization on public systems. It's a double safety actually, because you're getting chlorinated water. But if you've ever noticed on public water, sometimes you smell chlorine, the next day you don't. So it's not a constant, and they can't make it constant because of the bacteria levels rise and fall. And if you dose the same amount of chlorine all the time, it's going to sometimes absorb all the chlorine before it gets to the end of the line, and sometimes too much chlorine will get to the end of the line. It's a process that can't be tailored to be exact. And because of that, you know, ultraviolet light sterilization would be a way to ensure that your parasites and your bacterias don't get through to the homeowner.
This is a UV light which is installed at your main.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it expensive to do something like that?
Well, normally they run between $600 to $1,500, depending on how big the home is, how many gallons per minute you want to use. I mean, an effective rate for a home would be a 7 to 10 gallon per minute unit. But I've installed some on homes that were 20 gallons a minute, where they had five bathrooms and a lot of people in the home.
Okay. A lot of square footage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you were talking about chlorine that they put into the system. At different times of the year, do they put different amounts of chlorine into the system?
I think they have to, like I said, get a residual at the home furthest away from the treatment plant. And I'm sure when there's higher bacteria levels, they add more chlorine.
Like in the summertime?
Yeah, I would think they would do that, yeah.
Okay.
But that's governed by the state and the testing required by the water companies. They do the best job they can.
Well, this was a great show, Bob. Bob Venness, owner of Water Medic. And we're going to ask you back next week, because there's so much we didn't cover today. And you have a ton of information at your fingertips. And we just want to talk to you more about water. So if it's okay with you.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you. Pat, before we close.
Yes, we have 5.5 acres of land at the intersection of Poor Farm Road and Hickory Ridge Road in Greenfield Township for $70,000. This land has over 860 feet of road frontage. It's mostly level and it has been partially cleared. It is perfect for building your dream home. So if you're looking for land, give us a call about the 5.5 acres at the intersection of Poor Farm Road and Hickory Ridge Road for $70,000. And that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. The world's first solar-powered laundry dryer has been unveiled by a very forward-thinking manufacturer. It's the first solar-powered dryer, and it was unveiled at the world's largest consumer electronics trade show. Guess where? In Europe.
In Europe, right?
Yes, in Germany. It's not available.
You need a lot of sun to keep the dryer running in my house.
Yes. Well, it's called Eco Comfort. It's so crazy efficient that the European Union gave it the highest energy rating of A++++. And the dryer uses 80% less energy than a standard unit. Imagine that. The only thing more energy efficient than this tumble dryer is... I know you can get this.
A hot water heater. I have no idea.
The clothesline. To operate the unit, you need to install solar panels. But instead of generating electricity, the panels are used to heat water that fires up the dryer. Once the water is heated, it's housed in a water tank connected to the home's central heating system. Sounds sophisticated, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it'll work in Northern Europe.
Although a solar-powered system like this could help American households trim energy bills, Miele, that's the manufacturer, won't be selling this appliance in the U.S. Currently, Germany is a world green energy leader. 8.5 million Germans live and work in solar-powered buildings. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.